Ed Cox, who is the son-in-law of former President Richard Nixon, was elected unanimously by party leaders after a threatened challenge by Onondaga County Republican Chair Tom Daty failed to materialize. There have been tensions in the party between the more traditional northeastern Republicans like Cox and leading state Senate Republicans and the more right-wing activist sector of the party, influenced by 2006 gubernatorial candidate and Buffalo businessman Carl Paladino. Cox says now all Republicans in New York have to work together.
If we are going to be successful as a minority party in the state, we have to win on our ideas, our principles, and the policies based on those principles, principle of freedom and opportunity and accountability, limited government, local control, fiscal responsibility, national level, strong national defense.
The first task for the chairman is the special election for the open Senate seat in the Binghamton area. It's vacant because its former occupant, Senate Deputy Majority Leader Tom Libous, a Republican, was convicted on felony corruption charges earlier this summer. Cox says he has confidence in his party's candidate, Deputy Sheriff Fred Akshar, and he criticized Democratic candidate Barbara Fiala, who is supported by Governor Cuomo, for going on vacation at the start of the campaign. Cox says he also thinks Republicans have a chance in the New York City mayoral race in 2017, and he hopes to springboard momentum there into winning the governor's seat the following year. He says while Republicans have lost the past several races for governor, at least the Democrats' margin of victory has been shrinking.
Well, I like the trend. Mr. Spitzer won with 69%. Mr. Cuomo won the governorship the first time around with 62%. Last November, he won with 54%.
The most recent Republican candidate for governor, Westchester County Executive Rob Astorino, says the main issues he was critical of during the campaign have become even more of a problem in the past year, including the troubled Common Core learning standards and the state's investment known as the Buffalo Billion.
Common Core, he's realizing when one out of every five kids doesn't take the test, that it's an issue. Legitimate concerns. And just renaming it is not going to fix it, which is what he's going to end up trying to do. The Buffalo Billion, clearly, as we said back then, the best thing for Buffalo and for every city and every town and village and resident is to have a much better business climate. And that will bring in businesses left and right and grow the economy. We are still ranked dead last in all the wrong categories.
U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara is investigating some of the contracts in the Buffalo Billion deal. Party Chair Cox agrees with the assessment that the Buffalo Billion, which includes a $750 million state investment into a plant by Solar City, was a blunder.
When you strain to get reelected, as the governor did, you make mistakes. He made bad mistakes. He's going to pay for those mistakes.
Astorino says he's leaning towards running again for governor in 2018. Other potential candidates include Hudson Valley Congressman Chris Gibson, who recently came out against climate change. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.